Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Set for a great 4th of July weekend. I know there's a lot going on in our neck of the woods this weekend with some different 4th of July celebrations taking place in Birchwood on Saturday, July 2nd, but also on July 3rd at Powell's. There's going to be a fireworks show, and also in Shell Lake. I remember growing up, I used to go to Shell Lake, and there's just something special about watching the fireworks on the beach and then having that music on Main Street to follow afterwards as well. Also on Monday, July 4th, I'm going to be at the Hawksfield. I'll be announcing the Hayward Hawks game that night, but also there's going to be a lot of kids games, and then they have fireworks to follow the game. So I think that's one of the most special times in the summer for me. One of my most fond memories is being at the Hawksfield night of 4th of July. It's the best part about summer, because you have the fireworks, you have baseball, you have hot dogs, you have root beer and other, well, beverages now that I'm older. But it's just quintessential small town summer, and it doesn't really get any better than that. So wherever you're at, wherever you're tuning in, listening, I hope you have a great 4th of July celebration, that you have fun with family, make a lot of memories, and that you're safe. And with that, we're going to get into today's episode, where I'm going to give you some food recommendations in the Hayward area. And for the first episode of this, it's called For the Foodies, but for our first episode, getting into the Rivers Eatery, which is one of the places that I've been to lately. Just a great little spot, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing all about it. But more so, we've done For the Foodies in a written article. But now I want to take some of those written articles for the foodies and give them to you through the podcast. So here we go. Everywhere these days seems to have pizza on their menu. If you wander into any bar, they're bound to have pizza on the menu. The pizzas will vary from simple cheese pizzas to the extravagant pizzas with mushrooms and peppers on top. But what if I told you there was a better way to experience pizza? Now, I know that sounds like I'm introducing an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary, but stay with me here. The Rivers Eatery doesn't just make pizza, but they offer a unique dining experience in the Northwoods that my wife and I have come to enjoy. So Claire and I found ourselves getting stagnant with the places we were going to for supper. Now, there's nothing wrong with having your hometown favorites where you usually order the same thing on the menu every time. There's a simplicity and comfort found in that. But then there are times where you just want to go outside of your comfort zone. Test your taste buds a little and make sure they know other flavors besides a cheeseburger, fries, and a Spotted Cow. That's how Claire and I ended up out at the Rivers Eatery on Wednesday night in Cable, Wisconsin. And this wasn't our first time out at the Rivers Eatery, and it surely won't be our last. We've taken many friends there before. But with over 10 unique kinds of 10-inch stone oven pizzas on their menu, there's something different for everyone depending on what you're in the mood for. Their pizza names are true to the Northwoods and Rivers, with names like the Eau Claire, St. Croix, Brule, etc. It also gave one the opportunity to quiz their out-of-town friends as they hear them try to pronounce names like Namakagan and Nemadjai, which I probably just botched right there. And doing this after a round of tour of several craft beers on tap is highly encouraged as well. And the atmosphere inside the Rivers Eatery is known to the outdoor activities often enjoyed in the Northwoods, especially in the Cable area. With bicycles all over the walls as well as racing bibs, you can tell that this is a place where stories from out on the trails, whether biking or skiing, have been shared and stretched over the course of an evening. The indoor dining area is spacious and offers several tables to sit at, as well as the bar, whether you're on a date night or with a group of friends. What Claire and I really enjoyed this time of year was the opportunity to enjoy their outdoor seating. With a small tree line tucking you into their outdoor seating and limited to bugs from what we could tell, it made for an ideal summer night of munching on pizza and sipping on brews. Claire ordered the Eau Claire pizza, which consisted of Big Butt's cranberry barbecue, oven roasted chicken with organic cranberries, mozzarella, cheddar, and provolone cheese. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy a few bites of her pizza. I also let her try a few bites of my Amnicon pizza, which included marinara, roasted red peppers, Canadian bacon, mandarin oranges, yes, mandarin oranges on a pizza, I told you that they like to be unique and try different things out. Pepperoni, mozzarella, provolone, and cheddar cheese. And I was a little leery of the mandarin oranges because, let's be honest, probably everyone is, but being on my pizza, I mostly survived off of Jack's Pizza back in college. That's probably one of like the cheapest pizzas you can get. So I'm not really, I don't know. I'm not really used to like fine dining or trying different things out. I like my staples of like the bacon cheeseburger pizza that they had. And then also like just a regular pepperoni or sausage pizza. So it was pretty extravagant to have the mandarin oranges on my pizza. But it was something I'm glad I ventured out of my comfort zone to try. And we didn't have really any room for dessert, but if we did, we would have been able to wander over to Tilly's Pies, which is right next door. Tilly's Pies offers a wide variety of homemade, freshly baked pies in which you can enjoy with a scoop of ice cream on top if you desire, which, I mean, why wouldn't you? I always like getting like their apple pie with a scoop of ice cream. There's just something about that. Again, going back to what I said earlier, like the things that make up your summer, the things that stick with you, it's like baseball games, fireworks, maybe being out on the lake, apple pie and ice cream. That's the American dream right there. So the next time you're in the car wondering where you're going to go for dinner, we recommend taking a little extra drive out to Cable to visit the Rivers Eatery. They offer a great atmosphere, pizza, brews, and pies. Also, they have a small indie bookstore at the front of the shop called Redberry Books, which, shameless plug here, you can pick up some of my books there. I have the Ramblings of a 20-something there, and then also possibly a few copies of Letters to Her. So if you like supporting a local author, I highly appreciate it and want to thank you in advance. But yeah, I can't say enough good things about what they have going on there at the Rivers Eatery, and then also with their Tilly's Pies and Redberry Books. They call it the ideal market, and I can definitely see why. There's a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of good things that they have. Like, there's something for everybody there. And if you're not into pizza, maybe you're into the books. Or if you're not into the books, maybe you're into pies. It's like this little triangle of awesomeness that they've created in Cable. Also, next door is The Portage. And I want to give a shout out to The Portage because they put on an awesome concert back in September of last year. They had OAR coming to town, which just baffles me that they were able to bring in a band of that caliber. That's not something that we often see here in the Northwoods, and something I would really love if they're able to continue that, or if other people also want to put on concerts like that. I think that would just be great because this is a great area and where a lot of people appreciate music. And I love our local artists as well, but if we could get some of those bigger names in here too, I'd be all for that. Because what's not to love about the Northwoods? I think it's a great place for an artist to come to and perform, and I think you'll have a lot of people that would support that. So that's my plug for that. We'll see what happens there. I'm not sure. Who would you want to see coming to Hayward or come to the Northwoods? If you want to send us an email at thenorthernnerds@gmail.com, let us know, or send us a message on our social media platform to let us know, either on Facebook or Instagram. Let us know who you'd like to see come to the Northwoods, and I'll read those on the next show. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Hope you enjoyed our first installment of For the Foodies podcast edition. And yeah, make sure you are shopping local, supporting local, eating local, doing all things local, and just enjoying and being kind to one another. And that's how we make our world a better place. So thank you. Take care. Have a great and safe 4th of July. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.